nutrition, 3 social situation survival tips. Today, I want to share with you 3 tips that I use and encourage my clients to use when they want to go out with their friends, but also keep with their healthy eating plan. But first of all, let me make it clear that you don't have to adhere to any of these if you don't want to. Look, some social situations, you're going to want to let yourself go, have fun, and feast. In other words, sometimes you just want to eat, drink, and be merry. And I'm all for that. What I'm speaking to today is when you don't want to veer away from your healthy habits when you go out. And that's okay too. Both are healthy in their own ways. So today, let's talk about 3 things you can do if you want to make healthy choices when you go out. I call them social situation survival tips. Social situation survival tip number 1, black and white goals. A black and white goal means that you determine what you will or won't eat or drink or won't drink when you go out. In other words, make some ground rules for yourself. The key, though, is to do this all ahead of time, before you head out the door. Black and white goals are very useful for helping you stay on track, especially when you're going out where you know there will be a lot of tempting treats calling your name. For example, let's say you're going to a party at a friend's house. You know she always bakes these amazing brownies for her parties, and you are her biggest fan. However, you don't want to get off track with your healthy eating, especially if you feel like you haven't earned that treat yet. So a black and white goal could be that you give yourself a guideline that you will only eat 1 brownie as opposed to the 3 you ate last time. Or maybe you choose to share one with your other health-conscious friend. Another situation could look like this. Let's say you're going to a restaurant with some friends. A black and white goal could be that you look up the menu before you go and determine what you'll eat when you get there. When some of your other friends order something unhealthy, you recall the promise you made yourself and you choose the meal that you determined in advance. In fact, sometimes I won't even open the menu when I get to the restaurant because it might only make it harder for me to make a healthy choice when I'm hungry and maybe want to choose something more fatty, salty, or sugary. If you can learn how to use black and white goals to your advantage, you are way ahead of the game. In fact, I'm going to go as far as to say that black and white goals are one of the most important things you can master when it comes to your nutrition. Social situation survival tip number 2, use your healthy friends as accountability. I mentioned asking a health-conscious friend for support in the brownie example, and healthy friends are great accountability because you can help each other. Telling a friend or family member who supports your goals and will be at the party that you're not eating any chips or you're only eating veggies at the party will help you stick to your commitment. You're less likely to veer off track or break your commitment when you've asked someone to help keep you accountable. They may not even say anything when you're there, but the fact that they know your goal and will be at the party is usually enough to help you keep your commitment. The key is to try to let them know ahead of time. It's a lot harder when you actually get to the party and see the spread, or in the case of me at a restaurant, it's a lot harder when I'm hungry looking at the menu in front of me. So again, like tip number 1, it's about planning ahead of time. And guess what? The same is true for social situation survival tip number 3. Eat something before you go. I do this one a lot, especially when I'm going to an event or a party where there will be a bounty of beautiful, tasty finger foods spread across multiple tables. If it's a networking event, I may spend $50 or $75 to attend, and it's tempting for me to try to want to get my money's worth by hitting up the bar a few times or indulging in the gorgeous spread they lay out or saying yes to every hors d'oeuvre that comes around. But I've done that, and it's really not worth it. I'm there to connect, meet new people, and grow new relationships. And it's hard to shake hands when I have a drink in one hand and a plate of stuffed mushrooms, cheese, and charcuterie in the other. Not to mention, I just don't feel my best when I eat like that. And when I don't feel my best, I don't perform at my best. I'm not as professional, and I'm not as present. So I've learned that I get my money's worth at these events, not when I'm trying every tasty treat they have laid out, but rather when I'm working the room, meeting new and interesting people, and planning coffee dates to cultivate new relationships. Learning this, I started eating at home or bringing something to eat before I walk into the room. This way, I can focus on what I'm there for and not be preoccupied with what hors d'oeuvre is coming around next. Eating at home also helps me stay within my healthy eating plan, especially during the week where my meals are structured and planned. Now, my hope is that these few tips were helpful and practical for you. And if you haven't yet, join our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook and share with us which tip you're going to implement at your next social gathering. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.